About 2 years ago, I said goodbye to a lot of friends and family on my way to North Africa to work with Operation Mobilization. Now, I recently arrived back in Australia, and a few people have said to me, you know, Ken, how was your trip? And, you know, I guess 2 years is more than just a trip. And over the last 2 years, I've been able to learn a new language, to learn to live in a new culture, to learn to work with people from many different countries. And during that 2 years, I've experienced, I guess, some really positive times, some successful times, some times of learning, but also some times of failure, some times of discouragement, at times of frustration. And I really want to take the opportunity now to thank the Lord and thank Him for His grace, because the last 2 years have just been a demonstration to me of the incredible grace of God as He has sustained and picked me up when I've fallen. We're going to start off, we've got a few overheads here and we're going to be flying through them. So you're just going to have to look really hard and listen really hard, which I know it's hard to do both. But we're going to start off with a quick picture of Africa. I've been working in the north of Africa. That's Africa. I'm sure you can tell which part is the north. We've got that's right, north. That's at the top. We've got another overhead that gives us a closer picture of some of the countries there. We're looking at Mauritania, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya. They're the five countries that are referred to as North Africa. Five very different countries in a lot of ways, but again, the culture between those countries is a lot in common. I spent 2 years, as I said, and they were two very different years, so I guess I'll tell you about them, you know, in part. The first year, I met up with a Swiss guy. His name is Christoph, and we were told that we were going to be spending a year together travelling. Now, Christoph and I are very different people, and Australian culture and Swiss culture are very, very different. I always laugh because the Swiss, the people that have mastered the manufacture of watches, and Australians who sort of say, oh, she'll be right. So I was stuck together with this guy, and we had a lot of conflicts, a lot of struggles together. This was just before I pushed Christoph off the top of this sand dune. No, we had a lot of conflicts, but I guess the thing that I am amazed at is that God managed to give us unity and help us to work together. We travelled a lot. The first year was a year of travelling. We travelled as part of the North Africa travelling team. We were based in Morocco, and we would make short trips of a couple of weeks coming back to a central location. During that time, we weren't able to speak any language apart from our own languages. Look at the Swiss, the people that have mastered the manufacture of watches, and Australians who sort of say, oh, she'll be right. So I was stuck together with this guy, and we had a lot of conflicts, a lot of struggles together. This was just before I pushed Christoph off the top of this sand dune. We had a lot of conflicts, but I guess the thing that I am amazed at is that God managed to give us unity and help us to work together. We travelled a lot. The first year was a year of travelling. We travelled as part of the North Africa travelling team. We were based in Morocco, and we would make short trips of a couple of weeks coming back to a central location. During that time, we weren't able to speak any language apart from our own languages. We couldn't speak Arabic or French, which were the two languages of Morocco. In some ways, we felt very helpless, but we were involved in the distribution of Bibles. We were involved in the distribution of cassettes of the Jesus film in audio and video form. And we were able to go to a lot of different places. We were able to see some very beautiful places. This is on top of North Africa's highest mountain, Mount Toubkal in Morocco. So we travelled by a lot of different forms of transport, did hiking and bicycle trips, basically trying to get God's word into the hands of the people of North Africa. I want to share with you one story just to give you put a face on some of this theory. We made a trip down to the south of Morocco, and one of the things we would do, we would often carry with us Bibles or cassettes and just look for opportunities where we could give them to people. I guess we never knew who was the right person to give to, but we would pray that God would give us wisdom. I remember meeting with a waiter in a restaurant and giving him a cassette of the gospel message, and not really thinking twice about it, not knowing if he was going to be interested or opposed to what we were giving him. About 5 months later, I was back in that city with a group, and this waiter was still working there at this restaurant. And while we were there, he came up to one of the people in the group and he said, he saw them reading the Bible. And he said, "Look, you know, this is a fantastic book." He said, "Your friend gave me a tape of the Christian message." He said, "Where can I get more tapes?" And it was just so exciting to see this guy's response. We were able to give him a New Testament, and he was sitting in the restaurant reading this New Testament to the other people who worked there. Now, we're talking about Islamic countries here, where there is no freedom for these people to accept Christianity. They face persecution from the government, persecution from their families. So it's a hard work that we're involved in. In fact, an impossible work apart from the work of God in the lives of these people. In the second year, I guess, that I was in North Africa, a lot of the work that I was doing was relationship building. This is taken in Morocco. The Moroccan population is very young. I think half the population is under 25 years of age. And they're also a very relationship-oriented society. We spend a lot of time just spending time with people, trying to learn the language, looking for opportunities to share about Jesus. One of the highlights of my time in North Africa was getting to the point where I knew enough Arabic to be able to share the gospel with someone, and that was just the most exciting thing, to be able to sit down just in my strange sounding Arabic and explain the gospel and have someone understand it and say, "You know, I understand it, and I want to think about what you've said." We worked with a team in Morocco of 15 different nationalities, so that presented a lot of challenges. But I guess the picture I want to leave you with of Morocco is of people, because that's really what our work's about, whether it's in the form of radio or literature. You know, it's about people that we're reaching. And these young guys live just around the corner from me. I spent a lot of time with them. Very lovely young guys, and yet not a lot of interest in religion, and in fact, you know, like a lot of Moroccans, no concept that religion is something you choose. For them, they just think you're born a Muslim or you're born a Christian. Well, we were there to try and present them, firstly, with the concept that they can choose to follow Jesus, and secondly, with the information to know who is Jesus, what has he done for them. Just to give you a little statistic to finish off with. Actually, first of all, we might just throw up this last overhead. How's the time going? Huh? Okay. I'm confused now. I've confused my watches here. So these are just some prayer points. So if I know that, and I want to thank you too for those of you who have been praying. I guess I'd really like you to keep praying for the believers in North Africa, for courage, for growth individually and also in numbers in the church. It's a very small church with very little national leadership. Pray for protection. Let's pray also for the Christian workers, and you can pray the same things for them. Also pray for laborers into the harvest field. And to give you a statistic, which, you know, statistics do or don't mean much, but In the country of Morocco, there are 30 million people. In the country of Kenya, has about the same population. In Kenya, we know that there are something like 2,000 missionaries. In Morocco, there are just over 100. So that leaves something like one person working with every 300,000 Moroccans. I would see the Arab people as the neglected peoples of the world in many ways. So please pray for more workers to go out. Pray for the crisis in Algeria. There's 75,000 people have been killed in the last 6 years in civil unrest. Pray for the Moroccan government, and pray, as we try and pray for the rulers, pray for stability there. And I would also pray, you know, ask you to pray for guidance for me. At the point I'm at now, I'm studying more, which I didn't sort of necessarily want to do more study. I think my brain is over full, and I don't know if anything's going to stay in there. But I'm studying a teaching diploma with the view of going back to North Africa as a teacher.
The reason for studying that is that we're talking about countries that are very difficult to access, so teaching is one option.